The five candidates on the primary ballot to replace outgoing Peoria Mayor Jim Artis say they want to lead the city through its current challenges and into the future. All five recently participated in a WCBU candidate forum co-hosted by the League of Women Voters of Greater Peoria and Peoria Public Library. Joe Deacon has more.
Rita Ali, Andy Diaz, Jim Montelongo, Sid Ruckriegel, and Shama St. Louis are vying for the opportunity to become Peoria's first new mayor since 2005. In the Zoom forum, they addressed such issues as Peoria's current budget crisis and escalating pension obligations, the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, criminal justice reform and racial inequity, and the city's dwindling population. As an at-large representative, Ali is one of three current council members in the field. She says the multiple crises facing the city present a unique challenge.
This situation requires experienced and proven leadership to spearhead collective efforts to stabilize Peoria's social and economic climate and lead our city toward recovery and revitalization. My mindset is that every problem is an opportunity. Peoria is struggling, and it has been further beaten down by a terrible pandemic. Muhammad Ali said, "You don't lose if you get knocked down. You lose if you stay down." Peoria will not stay down.
Diaz operates the Urban Acres Farm and Springboard Market in the North Valley neighborhood where he grew up and lives today. He says one of his goals will be to make it easier for citizens to work with city management.
To get where I am now took hard work, and it seemed as if the hardest of that work was dealing with City Hall. I know my frustrations aren't unique, and we need to change that to begin to grow our community. We have so many talented people in Peoria. We have to empower and enable them to achieve their dreams. We do that with a responsive City Hall that doesn't determine winners and losers before we ever know who is in the race.
Montelongo chose to enter the mayoral race over seeking re-election in District 4. He says economic development holds the key to solving Peoria's fiscal woes.
As the mayor of Peoria, I will focus on getting our financial house in order, focus on basic city services, police, fire, and our roads. And I want to put forth the largest effort ever made in Peoria to help businesses grow and expand. I want to take my 30 years of being a business owner, a master's in business administration, and my three terms of being a city council member to take on these challenges.
Ruckriegel is in his second term as an at-large council member. He pointed to his experience with job creation and helping businesses grow among his qualifications.
The job of city council member and the job of mayor are two very different positions. With the job of mayor, you must balance all of the requests, priorities, and voices of the city. And I want to be that person for you. I've got the most experience on actual job creation, working on small businesses and growing, and working on large businesses, listening to the businesses and the residents about why and why not they choose to make Peoria home. I've opposed taxes, fees, fines, extra charges that drive businesses and our residents away.
A community organizer and activist, St. Louis says Peoria deserves a mayor who will fix systemic issues and prioritize reinvesting in the communities and improving residents' financial well-being.
One of the ways I plan to do that is with a monthly stimulus program. Over incentivizing developers and corporations. Peoria deserves someone who wants to rebuild the table and give residents decision-making power concerning their own communities, and who wants to reimagine public safety as access to resources and opportunities and create a community safety department.
The primary election is February 23rd. The two candidates receiving the most votes will advance to the consolidated election on April 6th. I'm Joe Deacon.